Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The Supreme Court, in a 6-3 decision, has upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming care for transgender minors. CBS's Jan Crawford.
They're rejecting claims that there's any kind of equal protection argument, and they're also rejecting or deciding not to decide for now, and this would have been a major expansion. They're not going to decide how they're going to look at transgender people generally under the Constitution.
In her dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor said the decision abandons transgender children to political whims. 26 states have laws similar to the one in Tennessee. Iran's supreme leader has rejected President Trump's call for an unconditional surrender. Trump was asked today what he meant by that.
Unconditional surrender. That means I've had it. Okay, I've had it. I give up. I'm no more. Then we go blow up all the nuclear stuff that's all over the place there.
CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the president was also asked if he'll use the U.S. military to strike targets in Iran, as Israel has been doing for days.
He suggested there he may do it, he may not do it, which of course will be heard around the world as holding us all in suspense as to what exactly the United States may do, if anything, to join Israel in its attack on Iran. He did suggest that Iran has offered to come to the White House for talks and that he turned those down, but the United Nations mission of Iran a little while ago on X refuted that, saying that is not the case.
Iran's leader also said U.S. intervention would cause irreparable damage. In Washington, tense debate as Republicans at a Senate hearing take up former President Biden's mental state while in office.
Republican Senator John Cornyn co-chaired and asked about what should be done when the president is incapable of performing his duties.
We need to know who was in charge during the last months of the Biden administration.
Democrat Dick Durbin says lawmakers should be focused on things like the assassination of a Minnesota lawmaker and
President Trump's unprecedented deployment of the U.S. military in Los Angeles.
Allison Keyes, CBS News, Washington.
It's expected the Federal Reserve will not take any action on interest rates when policymakers conclude a two-day meeting today. President Trump called Fed Chairman Powell stupid for not lowering them.
Maybe I should go to the Fed. Am I allowed to appoint myself, Doug? I don't know. Am I allowed to appoint myself at the Fed? I'd do a much better job than these people.
The cereal maker General Mills, which also owns Pillsbury and Betty Crocker, says it will remove synthetic coloring from all of its products by the end of next year. Wall Street's right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 140. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Walgreens on Memorial Drive in Racine stayed open today, even after a car crashed through the front of the store early this morning. Initial reports say the car traveled all the way to the back of the building. Rescue crews got to the driver, who was conscious and breathing. Investigators say they're working to determine what caused the incident. Because of the weather, the Kenosha Brick Memorial Dedication Ceremony has been relocated. It'll now be held inside the Kenosha Public Museum starting at 6:30. A big Gould Street reconstruction project starts Monday with new pavement and sewer upgrades. The work will be split into two phases with on-street parking banned, but alternate side rules waived in the project area. There's an appropriate location for tonight's water meetings in Racine. Due to a broken elevator at Racine City Hall, most meetings have been at the library. However, tonight, the Wastewater and Waterworks Commission meeting will be at the Racine Water Utility. The well-thought-out move allows commissioners to view the utility operations up close. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Escape to the hidden gem of the Midwest, Chula Vista Resort. Relax with modern comforts and breathtaking views. Thrill into water parks and swing into championship golf. Savor diverse dining options. Book your summer retreat now. Call 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the top 10 indoor water parks in the USA with 26 water slides over 1.5 miles long. Find out more at ChulaVistaResort.com.
The Brewers lose in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball. It's game two of the Brewers and Cubs tonight at Wrigley Field. The Crew losing last night 5-3. Manager Pat Murphy's reaction after the defeat.
It was a good game. A lot of great defensive plays, both ends. They hit in the clutch. You know, they did some clutch hitting. Suzuki's homer changed the game. I'm proud of our guys. We did some good things. We didn't necessarily hit big situations, but leaving 10 guys on base or 9, whatever it was. But, you know, credit to their pitching staff and credit to their defense. You know, they got a great lineup.
The Cubs' Pete Crow Armstrong with a diving catch of Bryce Terang's liner in the 8th and followed that up with a 2-run homer in the 9th, 452 feet, hitting the scoreboard. Cubs manager Craig Counsell.
That's why we come to the ballpark, to see things like that, to see great players do great things. Great players do amazing things. Pretty cool.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
All roads lead to Ferraro's, where tasty pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, perfect for every lunch and dinner craving. This June, Ferraro's invites you to savor the flavor of their margarita pizza, a golden olive oil paste layered with fresh mozzarella and sweet Roma tomatoes. Straight out of the oven, it's garnished with fresh basil and a drizzle of balsamic glaze. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
WRJN weather.
On and off rain today, heavy at times, with embedded thunderstorms that could be strong to severe, heavy hail, high winds, and could create some localized flash flooding. All the clouds out there, highs today only scrape the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
And Paul Harvey, the rest of the story coming in just seconds. Sponsored by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscenter.com. Or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, Racine.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Now, the rest of the story. The EMMCC Bridge Club in Pacific, Missouri is known throughout the state as a training venue for championship bridge players. For almost a decade now, the best in the game have traveled to Pacific every Saturday morning, staying most of the day to talk bridge and to play. The first non-member to break the EMMCC barrier of exclusivity was Paul Mercurio of Creve Coeur. Ursula Bladen, a championship bridge player for many years, drove in with Paul every week to establish the EMMCC duplicate bridge games. Eventually, more and more were invited to participate. It's an extraordinary skill-sharpening opportunity for the great who would be the greatest. For the members of the EMMCC club are deadly at the bridge table, possessing amazing memories, uncanny mathematical aptitude. But this is the rest of the story. One Saturday, 3 years ago, championship player Ursula Bladen drove in as usual to the club in Pacific. But something was strange. Something was not quite right. Ursula was greeted at the door as usual, but there were the same smiles she'd become accustomed to each week, but something behind those smiles, something was lurking behind them, and apparently a shared secret of some kind, and the longer it remained hidden, the more nervous Ursula became, and after some brief and stilted small talk, she sat down at her usual table. Again, something was missing. There were no cards. Feeling the tension in the atmosphere, Ursula glanced up and around her, and then she heard a shout. The voice of one of the members saying, "Surprise!" From the other room came the sandwiches and the beverages and the cake and a streamer reading, "Congratulations!" A surprise party applauding Ursula Bladen for her recent achievement of Life Master status in the National Bridge Association. Over the years, the EMMCC Bridge Club has opened its doors not only to the champions, but to fine bridge players from all walks of life. Doctors and lawyers, secretaries, and professors. EMMCC has been hailed by international bridge guru Edwin Kantar for its open door policy, and by the National Bridge Association, whose own membership is well represented at EMMCC. And yet, if Ursula Bladen was only a bit nervous the day of her surprise party, her concern was not entirely illogical. For you see, even though EMMCC is indeed an exclusive entity, it is, shall we say, even more inclusive, because the open door swings only one way. I said the open door swings only one way. The members of the Bridge Club in Pacific are there to stay. Did I mention EMMCC stands for Eastern Missouri Men's Correctional Center? The mecca for Missouri's finest bridge players is in prison. And now, you know, the rest of the story.
I saw that one coming. Paul Harvey, the rest of the story, twice daily, every Monday through Friday, 7:25 with the award-winning Don Rosen. And then again at 12:05 to kick off your afternoon here on WRJN.
Love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take. Radio Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up in about an hour and a half at 1:45-ish on WRJN. It's got such a rhythm track on it. Yeah, I mean, it is just one of those songs that you're going to have to move. If you listen to it, you're going to have to move. However little or much you want, it's up to you, but you're going to have to move to the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets. It's an hour and a half away on WRJN.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Dogs and Cream flips the script on hot dogs with flavors that are anything but ordinary. Backed by popular demand, the Wisco Dog, a juicy Frank smothered in beer cheese, grilled onions, and bacon bits, all on a soft pretzel bun. It's bold, it's savory, it's downright delicious. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Ready to transform your space? Anton Painting and Decorating is Racine and Kenosha's local pros for flawless residential and commercial painting. Freshen up your home or business by giving it a bold new look. Jeffrey and his expert team deliver crisp lines, vibrant color, and trusted quality inside and out. Need help with color choices? No problem. They handle it all from free estimates to the final walkthrough. Visit AntonPainting.com today to schedule your free estimate and let them give that long overdue makeover that's needed. That's AntonPainting.com.
Mark your calendars. Greek Fest is back at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church, June 27th through the 29th. Get ready for a weekend packed with delicious Greek food, live music, amusement rides, and fun for the whole family. Experience the Kamisi's dance troupe, take a guided church tour, enjoy cooking demonstrations, and explore the festive Greek marketplace. Don't miss the sights, sounds, and flavors of Greece right here in Racine. Greek Fest, June 27th to 29th at Kamisi's Greek Orthodox Church on Green Bay Road.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
Sometimes it's worth hearing from some of the wealthiest people in the world. Let me quote what 370 millionaires and billionaires have said. Quote, "We are the people who have wealth. Political leaders have spent too much time indulging us and too little time delivering for all people. There is a simple solution. You must tax us, the super rich. We want those we elect to build a better future with strong economies that serve everyone and societies where all can thrive." End quote. We should listen to these folks. They are looking out not only for themselves, but for all of us. But there are others who use their wealth to pressure politicians to enact policies that serve only their interests in accumulating more wealth. We need to fight for what's right by contacting our political representatives and letting them know they need to work for all of us. And taxing the rich is the essential thing to do that. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
At WRJN, we're looking forward to joining you at events all summer in downtown Racine. From Hot Harbor Nights to Music on the Monument, First Fridays, and more, we'd love to meet you face-to-face. When we meet up, spin the WRJN prize wheel for fun summer stuff and sign up for our weekly newsletter. Summer goes by fast, so we're planning on taking advantage of all the events downtown. Hope to see you there this week. WRJN.
Another sad day night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, once she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah. It is another weekend, I ain't got nobody. Man, if I was back home, I'd be swinging. Two chicks on my arm. Oh, yeah. Listen to me, huh? It's hard on a fella when he don't know his way around. If I don't find me a honey to help me spend my money, I'm gonna have to blow this down. Here it's another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful. Everybody sang another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to.
From the Gentries, I'm Dan Marcus. Did not want to lose to the Cubs yesterday. We fall a full game farther behind the Cubs. They're in first place in our division. But we're playing them again today in Chicago. And you can hear the whole game starting with the pregame starting at 6:30 here on WRJN. Go Brew Crew. Let's bring in Stuart J. Waddles now with all the information from elsewhere. And this update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine residents should prepare for more orange barrels. A big Gould Street reconstruction project starts Monday with new pavement and sewer upgrades. The work will be split into two phases with on-street parking banned, but alternate side rules waived in the project area. As Gould Street gets underway, Main Street construction between Gould and Melvin is still in progress. Phase two of that project is scheduled to start in July. The Walgreens on Memorial Drive in Racine stayed open today, even after a car crashed through the front of the store early this morning. Initial reports say the car traveled all the way to the back of the building. Rescue crews got to the driver, who was conscious and breathing. Investigators say they're working to determine what caused the incident. City officials in Racine are adapting after the City Hall elevator went out. Most meetings so far have been held at the library.
However, tonight, the Wastewater and Waterworks Commissions will meet at the Racine Water Utility. The appropriate venue will allow commissioners a chance to see utility operations on site. Next month, they'll meet at the Wastewater Treatment Plant. And that's news on WRJN. Stuart J. Waddles. Top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Racine, your stories are our stories.
Stories of dedication and resilience. Of beauty and commitment.
Of good times and of bad.
For 125 years, Rasmussen Diamonds has been part of this beautiful community of stories. We can't wait to hear yours.
Visit Rasmussen Diamonds in Racine or explore our collection online at rasmussendiamonds.com.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thunder stamps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to FreedomFireworksWI.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
WRJN weather. On and off rain today, heavy at times, with embedded thunderstorms that could be strong to severe, heavy hail, high winds, and could create some localized flash flooding. All the clouds out there, highs today only scrape the low 70s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Just gotta be strong.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, and music to light your charcoal grill with in Pleasant Valley, WRJN.
The local rock group down the street is trying hard to learn their song. Serenade, the weekend squire just came out to mow his lawn.
You
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. And Dan Marcus reminding you that we got to beat the Cubs. Lost to them yesterday, and we are now 6.5 games behind the Cubs, still in second place behind the Cubs in our division. But a win today would be a nice little catch-up, wouldn't it? It'd put us 5.5 games behind the Cubs. That's wishful thinking on my part. Go Cubbies. The game starting at 6:30 with the pregame here on WRJN and sponsored by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, Ferraro's Pizza, Easy Mobility Solutions, Main Street Bakery, Lee's Deli, and the Lanes on 20. Come on, Brew Crew. Let's get them. Go, Brew Crew. Beat them pesky Cubs. 6:30 tonight on WRJN.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
You don't need a boat to join the Racine Yacht Club. Just a love for great times by the water. Whether you're a seasoned sailor or just looking for a vibrant community, RYC offers something for everyone. Set sail in club races, join a crew, let the kids play, or simply soak in the beauty of Lake Michigan. The friendships you build here last a lifetime. Come for the water, stay for the people. Join the Racine Yacht Club today. Different membership levels available and no boat required. Visit RacineYachtClub.org for more info.
Racine, get ready. There's a new flavor in town. Introducing Charlie's Cheesesteaks. Now open at 4700 Washington Avenue. Made to order Philly cheesesteaks. Melty loaded fries, crispy wings, and refreshing lemonades. Hot, fresh, and packed with flavor. Bring the crew, grab a table, and taste what everyone's talking about. Charlie's Cheesesteaks, 4700 Washington Avenue, where flavor lives in Racine. Follow on Facebook for deals and daily specials. Charlie's, crafted hot, served fast.
WRJN is looking forward to another amazing 4th Fest celebration this summer. And it all gets started with fundraisers for the festivities. Saturday, June 21st, compete in a bags tournament at Rhino Bar. Bags fly at noon and it's $30 per person to play. Then on June 28th, the 4th Fest annual golf outing at Ives Grove. It's a best ball tourney and you can call Lou to register at 262-620-4274. It all leads up to 4th Fest, so get involved.
Looking for one-of-a-kind finds? Head to One Stop Shop Thrift, right in the heart of Racine at 240 Main Street. Whether you're after a glitter jacket, a lava lamp, or a fondue pot, you just might find all three in the same aisle. From gently used clothes and kitchen appliances to secondhand treasures, every item has a story. So why wait? Come thrift at One Stop Shop Thrift. Follow One Stop Thrift on Facebook to stay up to date. Also, accepting donations at any time. One Stop Thrift. Discoveries are waiting.
Are you an annoying coworker? Sending emails when everyone else is sleeping? Do they ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have knowledgeable sleep experts that can help you find a better bed, like a Tempur-Pedic. It has technology to keep you cool at night, meaning anyone, even people like you, can sleep. All night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I work all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I feel okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, tight, yeah. It's been a hard day's night, and I
local news, timeless hits, WRJN, bringing you the WRJN Sand and Surf Report for today. Scattered showers, I'm sorry to say, 69 for today's high. Water temperature, 59 degrees. The WRJN Sand and Surf Report, sponsored by Anton Painting and Decorating. From drab to fab, creating beach-style color one stroke at a time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I saw her sitting in the rain. Raindrops falling on her. She didn't seem to care. She sat there and smiled at me. Then I knew she could make me happy. Happy, 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 happy
sun broke through.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The U.S. Embassy in Israel says it's working on a plan to evacuate Americans from the country. Israel's been hit by some missiles in response to its wave of attacks over several days in Iran. President Trump said today he hasn't decided if the U.S. military will launch its own attacks.
I may do it. I may not do it. I mean, nobody knows what I'm going to do. I can tell you this, that Iran's got a lot of trouble.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. In an address to the Iranian people, the Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called President Trump's call for an unconditional surrender ridiculous and unacceptable, saying Iran is not afraid of any threats and that America will suffer more than Iran if the U.S. joins the Israeli strikes.
Reporting from Jerusalem, the BBC's Hugo Bachega sees Iran's power diminished.
We've seen that, you know, the most recent attacks haven't been as intense, which I think is an indication of the impact of these Israeli airstrikes on the Iranian military and on the ability of the Iranian military to continue to carry out these attacks.
Here at home, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Tennessee's ban on gender-affirming